Ben Seaman, thank you very much for the tour of Convergence. A lot of square footage in three principal areas right next door to where the radio station is.
So the history of Convergence dates back to the 1990s. It was running for approximately 30 years until 5 years ago I was tasked with taking over the design engineering company. So when I took over this company, the original business unit was primarily high-end audio. So what we have done over the last 5 years have grown the business units into electric vehicle design. We do everything from bumper to bumper, chassis design, suspension, kinematics, drivetrain specifications and programming, motor controller to digital dash displays, customizable wire harnesses, anything you need to create a vehicle essentially, and typically they're in the niche areas. The other business unit that has grown because of my background in aerospace is the complex ruggedized electronics. We've grown that quite dramatically as well. So we're working on everything from the Canarm 3 to the lunar projects with various companies, primarily in Ottawa.
I guess you have to have a list of letters after your name as long as your arm to get a job.
Typically, yeah. So we have approximately 20 primarily senior engineering staff on hand. And then we also do hire from existing large companies. Sometimes people want to have a change from the pace from a big, large company where you're just a cog in the wheel, where you want to expand your skill set. So we get a lot of people that have been in large companies like a lot of our seniors and prefer the small working atmosphere.
Maybe we'll see some product on Mars in the near future.
We're not on any Mars programs yet. We are working on, as mentioned, the Canarm 3 vision systems, and we're also working on some lunar exploration. They're looking for neutron detection with water molecules.
Is the electrical vehicle design aspect the most potential for growth for you?
Both electric vehicles and military aerospace space programs have been quite rapid growth for the company. Electric vehicles, we typically target niche applications, or our customers want niche applications, either industrial or recreational, or these low-speed applications, not necessarily the road ones, so we do work on some road projects as well. And then on the space programs especially, we're seeing a lot of programs come online there, probably due to all the high-profile programs that are going through right now and somewhat of a limited amount of specialists in that field.
Must be a pretty happy place to work.
Yeah, our staff are super excited to come to work. They like the projects they work on. We have a really good team environment. We do a ton of activities outside of work. The biggest thing here was creating a culture of fun and excitement for our engineers and making sure they're valued and they have all the tools and growth to succeed.
You've been running it for 5 years. I guess you've established certain financial benchmarks and seen considerable growth over the period.
In the last 5 years, we've been one of Eastern Ontario's fastest growing companies. Revenue growth of around 110%. We have been continuing that line the last 3 or 4 years, so it's been fantastic. As we continue to grow in the Ottawa Valley, I would love to see more and more businesses collaborate, and also through various government channels to try and get more entrepreneurship in this area, because it is a fantastic area to live, have a family, and grow a business. We just need more support structures to other entrepreneurs trying to do the same thing.